We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock wrestling coach Mark Sanger. And coach, let's start first, beginning your season December 8th. Your team took on some good teams in Forest City, Osage, who might be one of the better dual teams when it comes to any class this year. And then Newman Catholic, of course, has some great tradition. So a good meet for your team to start off, coach. Let's start there.
Yeah, yes. It was good. Good start, see where we're at. And, you know, it's had a couple go our way, a couple, obviously one that did not in a big way. But, you know, it's just when you get a late start, telling our guys that we just got to get in there and see where we're at and continue to get better. And, you know, that's our guys have done a nice job doing the things we're asking them to do. And, you know, now we're getting to the point where, you know, that's no longer an excuse, I'll call it that, or no longer a something you can say. So we're getting back. We got our home tournament this weekend. Then we got some stuff coming up that we'll see where we're at and going into break, and that's what we need. You know, we're kind of getting to that wrestling shape. We're getting to that wrestling mentality, and I think our guys are starting to come around and get into the heart of the season where we need to be.
Coach, it's kind of been unique times, and as you mentioned, team got started a little bit late. Sometimes when you have those late starts, you need some time in the practice room, and unfortunately, with the weather this year, you guys haven't had as much time in the practice room as you'd like and not getting as many meets as you would like. Of course, those things getting postponed and such, but talk about how you guys have faced that adversity.
Just doing what you can. You know, it's tough. You know, we do have a few wrestlers have, you know, they have their own mats in their basement. They have their own workout stations. They have that they're pretty indelved in the sport of wrestling. They have some of that stuff that they use. But as far as the whole team, everybody being able to do some of that stuff, it's tough. You just try to get as creative as you can. Talk to them about, you know, go scoop your neighbor's driveway and then scoop your other neighbor's driveway and then run down the street and scoop another person's driveway. Just trying to do things to get a workout in and trying to get creative in what they're doing. But, you know, we preach to our guys that if it's that important to them, if it's important enough to them, they're going to find a way to get in shape. They're going to find a way to do the things. It's just the way it's always been. And, you know, we may have had a few more snow days and some of that stuff this year, but, you know, the winners find a way to get things done the right way. And that's what you try to say. And sometimes it's got to be more creative than others.
Coach, I know it's a little bit of a trip, but if you got any guys that want to scoop any driveways in Forest City, I know somebody that could use it. Coach, you guys then went to Nashua Plainfield, took on some really good teams there last Saturday at Nashua Plainfield. Let's talk about that one a little bit.
I think we ended up fifth as a team. It was a great tournament for us to go to. We took 8 GV guys. We took 8 varsity guys. Everybody wrestled, and we saw Nashua Plainfield, saw Wilton, saw Ballard, two of the best, I'd say two pretty close top 5 teams in 1A. Ballard's a pretty solid team in 2A, and saw a few others too. MFL was there. Just a great place to go where we see teams that we don't see very often. And, you know, and it was some top tier wrestling as well. So I think that was awesome for our guys to see that and had some tough matches and knew, figured out some things we got to work on. So I think that paid dividends for us. And then we got had a full week of practice this week, close to a full week, with no events scheduled. And then we got our home tournament today.
Coach, let's talk about that. You guys are hosting the Al De Leon tournament today, which should be a lot of fun. And you added a team, Lake Mills. So a lot of really good teams are going to be there, including now Lake Mills, who couldn't make their way to the Battle of Waterloo. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice. Grant Jotaro had dropped out of our tournament last year, or this is your first year out of it, and we couldn't find a team to fill in that last spot. And then just so happens the weather came up, and Lake Mills is asking to get in, and it fills our tournament back up and should give our guys some opportunity at some more matches. So it's Lake Mills, EGWSR, Sumner Fred, Central Springs, and West Bend Mallard are some teams that we'll get a rest with, and each guy at every weight class gets 5 matches. So you're guaranteed some good matches, and that's what we're after anyway.
It's always nice to be at home and wrestle in front of the home fans, and of course West Hancock fans like the wrestling, as the teams that you guys have coming are all big time wrestling schools, so should be a good atmosphere for your wrestlers.
Yeah, you know, in the age of quadrangulars, you don't get very many home events until every 4 years or something like that. So you take advantage of them when you have them, and this is one we have on our calendar every year. So we have this one and a couple more, but this is a big one. You know, it means a lot, and you know, it's named after Coach De Leon, who has been such a huge part of this wrestling tradition that we have in the schools of Britton West Hancock. So it's pretty special to have our home tournament. And I know our guys take it to heart, because, you know, it just seems like some of our guys take it to another level when they're at their home tournament. And you see some things that you shouldn't see all the time, but they have a little more juice, I think, sometimes in our home tournament.
Kind of crazy to talk about, but a couple more events before we reach the Christmas holiday, and then you have a little bit of a break before that stretch run to the end of the season. So, Coach, how do the Eagles continue to get better, and what are you guys looking for after the Christmas holiday? We won't talk to you again until afterwards.
Well, we got another, I think, a triangle next Tuesday with Lake Mills and Northwood. So we'll see Lake Mills today and then Tuesday, which would be a quick turnaround, but it's all right. And then you go into break and just try to, make those gains during break with your conditioning and get a couple guys that are still trying to drop some weight, get down to a certain spot, but just beat them up a little bit over break and get them ready for the second half, because the second half is like a sprint to the finish. A lot of stuff scheduled, a lot of tough wrestling, and try to keep guys healthy and get where we want to be at the end of the year.
Well, Coach, we'll wish you and your family a happy holiday. We won't talk to you again until afterwards. Thanks so much for taking some time with us.
You bet. Same to you, Zarin. I appreciate it.
That was West Hancock head wrestling coach Mark Senger.